Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The darkness receded from the edges of my vision like a slow tide. I found myself in the middle of a sunflower field. The large flowers seemed to smile down at me. Their petals stretched like arms up to the bright sky, desperate for more light. I sat up. My immediate thoughts were, what happened? And where am I? I remember the woman, the demon holding me close to her form, and a look of absolute terror on her face as I locked eyes with her. I stood up and pushed my way through the field. The silence of this desolate yet beautiful place left my nerves on edge.
Hurry up.
A child's voice sliced through the silence several feet behind me. I moved to the side just as a young, dark-skinned girl with thick black braids ran past me. She must have been no older than 7. The girl giggled, her arms outstretched so that her fingertips brushed along the stems. Something inside of me urged for me to follow her, and with nowhere else to go, I turned on my heels and headed in her direction. She broke through the field towards a bright yellow one-story house. I stood just at the edge of the field before I heard more movements behind me.
Kaya, hey, wait up.
A young boy, around the same age, pushed himself through the field. Her brother, perhaps. The boy stopped suddenly, and where the girl was apparently oblivious of my presence, the boy could see me clear as day. He glared up at me. His bright brown eyes turned completely black, and he snarled. How are you here? The air around me felt vicious and fetid. The once clear blue sky darkened as storm clouds rolled in. There was a sudden change in the atmosphere, electrical, like the static before a thunderstorm. I shook my head at him.
I don't...
The boy's face twisted in anger. I could feel the malice in him, a concoction of panic and bottomless hatred.
This place is mine,
he screamed, his voice shrill.
Get out.
Something moved from somewhere behind me. I tore my gaze away from the angry boy and jerked my head in the direction of the field, but there was nothing there. I twisted back around to face the boy, but he was gone. I heard the sound again, and this time, I saw it. Long, thin tendrils of barbed wire sprouted up from the ground like weeds. They twisted and spiraled up the flowers and shredded them in their path. I cursed and almost tripped on a root that protruded from the soil as I hastily made my way up to the house. I jumped over the last few steps and threw open the door. I twisted around and waited for the barbed wire to rip through the house to get to me, but they didn't. It was quiet. The only thing I could hear was my rapid heartbeat. I turned around and my stomach dropped as I took in my surroundings. It couldn't be real. It's not real. I grimaced as an onslaught of emotions tore through my chest as I started into the hallway of my childhood home. No. 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 Oh, God. I couldn't move. I could hardly breathe as flashes of that night crossed my mind. I still remembered the screams. I could still hear the dull, solid body of my mother being tossed against the wall. My brother laughing as he used the shreds to stab her to death. I felt an aching and nauseous feeling turn over in my stomach. How do you describe the emotions of wanting nothing more than to crumble to the ground in defeat? Fear crawling into the depths of your heart, willing for you to fall and press your palms to your temple and just scream. I didn't think I was ever going to move until I felt it. A tug thrumming in the space around me. I collected myself and started to follow it like a bloodhound. I was anxious at what was possibly waiting for me at the other end,
but I pressed on. It was dark inside the house, and I didn't see any signs of life. Nevertheless, there was a growing paranoia that started to settle in my chest. I felt as though eyes were watching my every move, and my neck tingled with the charged sensation of someone or something standing behind me, above me, next to me. It was a constant feeling of anticipation after that small inhale of breath when someone is about to speak. This presence chilled me to the bone and set off a deep-seated fear long before the cause of it made itself known. A throat-tearing scream broke the silence from somewhere above me. I cautiously ascended the stairs, my teeth clenched when the smell of rotten flesh hit me. The smell was coming from one of the rooms closest to me. The room was dark, but I could tell it was once my brother's. When I stepped inside, the door behind me slammed shut. I grabbed for the knob, but it wouldn't open. I cursed, but before I could force the door open, a low, gurgling noise came from behind me. I slowly turned around. A tall figure stood motionless in the far corner of the wall, on the other side of the bed, facing me. He was a young man, around my age, with messy, dark hair. I gasped when I realized the source of that horrible stench. This man had been disemboweled, and parts of his face were peeled from the bone, revealing muscle tissue. Before I had time to react, the man sprang across the bed and tackled me to the floor. I twisted in his grip and managed to elbow him in the face, where the flesh of his cheek would have been. He reeled back and let out a shrill cry of pain. I used that window of opportunity to strike a second time and drove my fist upward. He fell back, hitting his head against the foot of the bed. Before he could pull himself up, I grabbed the wooden bat beside the door and brought it down on him until he went completely limp, making sure he wasn't getting up. I made my way to the door, and with my power, I wrenched it open. I heard another scream, followed by the sound of my brother's voice. I quickly stepped out from the room and made my way down the hall toward what was once my bedroom. I tentatively opened the door, just as a teenaged version of Kaya landed in a heap against the dresser. I watched as my brother made his way over to where the girl was. She curled into herself as he knelt down right in front of her.
Hey, look at me, Kaya,
he whispered as he reached out and forced her to look at him. Her eyes widened in terror as she raised her hands to her throat as she began to choke. I curled my hands into fists. Fear and hate. No, the emotions I felt were terror and loathing. The images of my child self flashed through my mind. The feelings of panic and desperate cries of, please don't hurt them, and leave them alone. Followed by the feeling of rage that was too big, too agonizing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To hold inside of me like hot bile. I understood that this was one of Kaya's memories from her past, and that the two of them weren't really here. I understood that, and yet, I screamed at him as he released Kaya from whatever power he had on her. I screamed at him even as he waved his hand in front of her face and her body folded over. I screamed at him as he scooped her barely conscious body up in his arms. He took everything from me. You were my brother, and you slaughtered our family, and then you abandoned me. I will get stronger. I will find you, and I will rip you apart. The last three words burst out of me in a roar that shook the foundation of my being, raw and inhuman. I watched as Harlan turned and left the bedroom. I followed him into the hallway and back down the stairs. I was about to follow him out the front door when I felt that familiar pull again. I hesitated for a moment before I turned away and walked past the kitchen until I came to a stop in front of the door that led into the basement. The pull felt stronger behind the door, and that made me buck up my resolve. I took a deep breath as I opened the door and cautiously began my descent. Once I was at the bottom of the stairs, I glanced around and quickly noticed that it wasn't the same basement in my home, but a narrow passageway that led to a single black door at the other end. I curled my fingers around the knob and opened the door. Ice-cold fingers stabbed into me like shards of glass, sticking to my skin. I raised a quivering hand over my mouth as I stared, wide-eyed, at what was on either side of me. There were several people in the room. Every one of them looked dead. Their flesh pale and their jaws slacked. The creepiest part was that even though they remained frozen below their necks, their heads swayed slightly back and forth. I averted my gaze and fixed it upon a large door across the room, and I knew that it was the way I needed to go. I just needed to get past them. A choking dread drew heavy in my chest as I slowly made my way into the room. I stayed in the center of the room and hugged my arms to my sides, terrified of what they might do if they got too close. I pressed on, forcing myself to endure the horrors before me. I stepped on something discarded on the floor. Glass crunched under my foot, and it was distinctive even before I bent down to pick it up. I studied the pair of thick-rimmed glasses for a moment before I heard movement from the people all at once. A deep, toe-curling dread settled in my stomach, like an anvil. All of them seemed to have moved silently without me knowing. The one closest to me was a woman. She was tall and thin, with messy, dark brown hair, peppered with gray. Something bulged through her throat, and I felt a sharp jolt of horror as her mouth unhinged like a snake. My stomach lurched nauseously, and I wrangled down the churning urge to vomit. I watched as something wet and organic started to push its way past the woman's lips. I stumbled back as long, black, clawed fingers curled around the corners of her mouth. The woman's gaunt cheeks split open to make way for the arms. Her nose buckled, and her chest swelled. Her ribs made a sickening crack as the dark, shadowy mass freed itself. Her chest and abdomen burst open. Her intestines spilled to the floor beneath her feet, hot and steaming, as the being that was once inside of her stood up and stared down at me. Amdujas. Amdujas' form was tall and masculine, with broad shoulders and flesh the color of oil slick. Part of his face was half concealed under what looked to be a black masquerade horse mask. His hair was long and coarse, imitating a thick black mane that stretched down his head between two large horns that curled up and over his skull. His lips pulled back, revealing sharp, jagged teeth. I turned and broke into a run for the door at the other end of the room. I tried to push it open, but I couldn't open it all the way because there was something heavy blocking the door on the other side. I whipped my head around and watched in horror as he lurched forward. My brain froze, refusing to function, as it felt as if I was watching it all happen in slow motion. Amdujas moved slowly, deliberately, like a predator sure of its kill. I inched back in fear as Amdujas shifted closer. Move. Some part of me screamed. Move now. Panic coursed icy and frenetic in my veins, and with a frustrated outcry, I threw my hand out toward the demon, drawing on my power, and pushed. Amdusius careened backwards into the rows of people. The demon raised his head and roared. The ones still standing lurched forward a few steps before breaking into a run after me. I quickly placed both hands on the door. With my power, I reached past the door, my eyes so tight that I could visualize the space just beyond it, as my mind unspooled into the vacancy. I flung open the door just inside and slammed the door shut behind me. My hands throbbed, and I suddenly felt lightheaded. Any second now, those things would break down the door and tear me apart. But when none of them did, a realization hit me. They couldn't follow me. Just like the barbed wires, each environment was contained within its own boundaries. I could walk through each one easily, though. And so could Amdusius. I held my hand out against the wall closest to me, and then recoiled away from it when I noticed that the walls in this room were completely covered in vine-like tendrils that were wet and squishy to the touch. Four of them glowed a pale red. My eyes followed them along the walls and cursed when I saw what they were connected to. There was a single, octagonal-shaped capsule partially embedded into the wall across from where I stood. Inside it was the body of a young woman. Kaya. She was naked, curled in a fetal position in some kind of amber resin. I swallowed thickly as I made my way over to her. I hesitantly extended my right arm and pressed the palm of my hand on the capsule. It felt slick and spongy, and it pulsed beneath my hand like a heartbeat. "Holy shit," I whispered. "Is this how demons possess humans?" I stepped back, and with a heavy void of anxiety in my stomach, I raised my trembling hands and gripped one of the glowing red tendrils and pulled. With a few attempts, I finally managed to rip it loose from the side of the capsule.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The red glow dimmed and the tendril rise against the wall before it turned black. I glanced back up to Kaya. I could have sworn I saw her body twitch. A glimmer of hope swelled within me. If I disconnected the glowing red ones, maybe, just maybe, I could save her. Suddenly, a bright white light, colossal, pulsed around the room. It was like a giant, invisible hand had taken a sheet of white saran wrap over the entire scenery, and I shielded my eyes from the sheer brightness of it. Cacophonous music slammed into me with such force that I was thrown backwards, and I landed against the wall right beside Kaya. The wall across from me shifted just slightly, and then cracked vertically before it split open. Dark smoke poured from it like blood from an open wound. A large black arm gripped the wall, followed by another. I couldn't take my eyes away as the Amdusius pulled himself out. Each of his joints twisted and then snapped back in place before he stood to his full height.
"I must admit," he said. His voice was guttural. The sound of it raked through my mind. "I didn't think you had managed to step inside my domain,
let alone find the heart of it.
Domain? Before I could ask him what he meant by that, Amduzius glanced at something behind me. I turned slightly to look down at the charred-looking tendril I dropped just moments before. A sudden flare of dark fury washed over me. If I wasn't a demon, I would have collapsed to my knees from the sheer force of it. The demon's features twisted into a raging storm of fear and possessiveness.
What do you think you're doing?
He growled out. I'm saving her life, I answered. And I bet if I rip all four of those things off, Kaya will be free, and you'll be...
I will be exorcised. You clearly have no clue how an actual possession works, do you? Forget what bullshit movies about demonic possession you've seen, boy. You think that if you manage to destroy my domain, you'll be saving her life? You think she'll be miraculously healed? I've been inside of this human for 6 years. The longer a human is possessed, the more of their soul is consumed, until there's nothing left.
Amduzius circled around me. Puffs of black smoke rose off of him and withered in the air like snakes. He continued.
It won't change a thing. You've taken more, so many more, and we both know that you won't be able to save any of them.
He smiled, then licked his lips with a long black tongue and groaned.
Sometimes they are weak, you know. This human watched helplessly as I used her hands to slaughter her loved ones. Her fear was intoxicating.
Something deep within me snapped. I charged at him full on rage and quickly brought my arm up to strike him. He raised his own clawed arm and reached for me, but I pulled back. I shoved him away from me with such violence, he was tossed around the room, right against the hole in the wall the bastard had crawled out of. I stalked over to him, and he flexed my fingers. But before I could reach out to wrap my arms around his throat, the air was suddenly expelled from my lungs, after he struck a blow to my diaphragm. Gasping, I collapsed to the ground. He took advantage of my momentary lapse and punched me in the face, and I could have sworn something broke. In the next second, I was on my back, pinned. Amduzius snapped his teeth at me as he grabbed my chin in a steel-like grip and wrenched my head to the side, exposing my neck.
You may be his blood, but you are nothing compared to him. You're weak.
Amduzius sneered, his breath hot and putrid against my ear. He lifted me off the ground and threw me across the room. I hit the wall with a crack so hard, the length of my spine spiked hot with pain. I slumped over, my hair buzzing.
Why?
Amduzius drawled.
This is truly a pitiful sight. I expected more of a fight. Like I've said, you're weak, Gavin. Embarrassingly so. I wish I could spare Harlan from such a disappointment.
I felt a few sparks of energy, some of my stamina restored. Shut up, asshole! I snarled. I was just about to force myself back onto my feet when I felt my muscles shift beneath my skin. I folded over and clutched my stomach, and I screamed. The sounds that left my throat was anything but human. And Amduzius froze. I felt my teeth lengthen, and my fingers stretched and cracked as my blunt nails curled into claws. A set of horns protruded from the corners of my temples as I shredded the rest of my human form. I pulled myself to my full height. An explosion of unforgiving fury ignited through my being, and it forced him to step back a few steps. I leaned my head back, my eyes never leaving his. I savored the rush of pure power that swept through me and filled me up. I felt my features twist into a sneer of my own as I eyed him balefully. I may be weak compared to my brother, but at least I'm not stupid in my loyalty. Before he could react, one of my tendrils whipped forward and sent him back. I turned and bolted for the glowing tendril closest to me and wrenched it free. I reached for another one, but before I could grab it, hot pain erupted through my body as its claws raked across my back. The pain stole my breath and made me see spots in my vision for a few seconds. The pain stole my breath and made me see spots in my vision for a few seconds. I couldn't think clearly past the pain, and it was then that some deeper instinct took over. I released a throat-tearing wail as I twisted around. My claws sliced across his face, just below his left eye. Amdusius reeled back and let out a terrible bellow of pain and clutched the side of his face. I turned back and reached for the tendril again when Amdusius hit me sideways like a damn linebacker. I made a sound of raw, guttural frustration as my teeth clicked together and the breath was knocked out of me. Amdusius pressed his forearm to my neck. I thrashed in his hold, trying desperately to mount any kind of defense against him. Amdusius leaned in, his breath hot and putrid.
I haven't worked this hard for this long just to have you.
But before he could finish his sentence, I punched him in the throat hard enough that he choked and staggered back. And then, with all the rage and violence in me, I brought my foot up and kicked him in his face. I bolted back over to the wall where two red tendrils pulsed just above Kaya's head and grasped.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Both of them with my hands and wrenched them from the wall. Kaya's body violently twitched, and I turned back at Amdusius just as he stood up. He only had a second to realize what I had done when I heard the capsule crack behind me.
No.
Amdusius screeched. The whole room rattled as cracks split the floor and walls around us. I gathered the last bit of strength I could muster and wrestled him to the ground. Amdusius released an animalistic wail as we both rolled on the floor, striking at whatever we could reach. I had lost focus for a moment that I hadn't realized I had loosened my grip around him. It was enough for him to shift our positions slightly, to find leverage. He roared and gnashed his teeth at me. With his free arm, he drove his fist sideways. The force of it knocked me off him. He rose to his feet, but before he could make his way to Kaya, another tremor shot through the room so violently that part of the ceiling between him and Kaya collapsed, preventing him from reaching her. Amdusius stood there for a moment, his whole body shook with hot rage. He whirled around to face me and let loose a roar before charging forward. But before I could block his next attack, the area where he crawled out seemed to glow with white light, and a blast of air blew through it, thick and sulfurous. Several long, charred-looking hands with too many joints reached to the opening and wrapped around Amdusius' waist. He jerked back like a fish on a line and toppled to the floor as they started to drag him toward the light. He roared in incandescent rage as he clawed at the arms in a desperate attempt to free himself. I watched as he released one last hateful roar before he was pulled completely through the wall. And then, everything around me went dark. Something wet and cold touched my exposed skin, and I slowly opened my eyes. I raised my hands to my face and sighed in relief when I noticed I was still human. Raindrops fell against my face as I blinked up at the night sky. I was back on the street, The room was gone. The demon was gone. The girl. I gasped and twisted my head around to the side. My eyes landed on the body right beside me. It was the girl. She was on her side, unmoving. "Kaya," I whispered. I slowly rolled onto my stomach and crawled over to her. I tentatively placed my hand on her throat, searching desperately for some sign of life. I sighed in relief when I felt her pulse. "Gavin." I turned around and spotted Cal leaning his body up against the side of the car. He stared at me with an expression I couldn't read.
"I need you to call an ambulance," I said as I reached into my coat pocket for my cell phone.
"Why? I'm Dujas."
"He's gone," I exclaimed hurriedly. "It's just her. Fuck, where is it?"
I got to my feet and checked the passenger side door and found my phone tucked between the seat and the center console.
"Do you know what street we're on?"
"There's no time,"
he stated.
"We need to leave before more of them show up."
"Fine," I said. "They will have to take her to the hospital ourselves."
"Gavin, we don't have time."
"She's still alive. I will not leave her here. Just help me, please."
Cal muttered under his breath and scooped her up in his arms as I situated myself in the back seat. He placed her across the back seat and I cradled her head in my lap. Cal pulled the truck forward and we continued down the long stretch of road. After 10 minutes, Cal spoke up.
"What the hell happened back there, Gavin?"
"I'll try to explain later," I said. "What are we going to do now?"
"Once we drop the girl off to the nearest hospital, I need to stop by an old friend of mine. The substance in that bullet is still in my system, and they're the only ones I know who have something to help cleanse my body of it. Problem is, I haven't spoken to them in almost a year, and they don't stay in one place for long."
Before I could say anything, he continued.
"Good news is, they have an errand boy who brings them supplies regularly, meaning he always knows where they are."
"Okay, so where can we find this errand boy?"
"There's a place he routinely stops by for a quick bite every morning. We'll start there."
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.